This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden returned home Thursday evening from a European trip aimed at showing unity against Russia's invasion against Ukraine. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
As he left Finland, NATO's newest member, the president said the war is not only about Ukraine's future.
It's about sovereignty, security, and freedom itself.
Saying NATO is more united than ever after a summit in Lithuania, where it pledged long-term backing for Ukraine. He also bristled when asked if America will remain a reliable NATO partner.
I absolutely guarantee it.
Later adding, while nobody can guarantee the future,
but this is the best bet anyone could make.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new report released by the United Nations Thursday says the world is making progress towards ending AIDS. Angeli Acharika is the executive director of UNAIDS.
So progress is possible, but progress is not happening everywhere and not for everyone. There are gaps in the response in countries, in communities, and among certain populations, including children, adolescent girls and young women, and key populations.
While new infections have been declining globally over the past 10 to 12 years, rates remain high in several regions. Despite the encouraging report, Archika says more needs to be done to end AIDS across the globe. The UN Security Council met late Thursday to discuss North Korea's launch of its newest intercontinental ballistic missile a day earlier, but remained divided over taking action. Pyongyang has launched 20 ballistic missiles so far this year. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is